It's amazing that it was never called Station X.
No, I did that.
Station X.
I thought it was in the war then.
Station X is the name of the MI6 radio station we're about to go into. And the X is actually misnomer as well, it's a Roman numeral, it's Station 10.
Oh, I see, right, okay.
So, MI6 set this up just before war broke out, just as he moved into the mansion. And then, however, all the equipment was kept here in case of emergency and was tested regularly once a month. So what we're actually going into now is one of the most secretive rooms during the entirety of World War II.
Whoa.
Seriously. And all the equipment's still there. This is the... This, what we're actually going into is the mansion's water tower.
Wow. So, who was communicating with whom in here?
MI6 communicates with their agents all around the world. So on top of the, we're at the highest point of the mansion, that's why it's here. There's a mounting post just above us, above the water tanks, and that had a massive loop antenna going out to the giant redwood tree on the lawn. And that allowed them to communicate all over the world with their spies and agents, who, as I say, were masquerading as passport officials.
Wow.
And some of this equipment here is the original Station X equipment.
Wow. Earth and aerial?
And it actually works.
Gosh.
Yeah, so, that's the up to the shortwave antenna.
So if it works, who does it speak to?
Well, no one now.
you haven't got another one somewhere else that would...
Well, I'm sure someone has.
Well, you've got some ticker tape, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Goodness me.
Yeah, very simple. Two. So please don't touch anything.
So you have had three people.
Six people.
Very in cozy. This tiny little room.
Yeah, must have known each other very well.
It's incredible. So there would have been a day and night, do you think?
Yes. During operating time, yes.
But and when was it operating?
Just before World War II.
Oh, right.
It was never used during the war because of they realised it was too much of a security risk having radio signals coming out of Bletchley Park.
Yeah. Ah, oh, goodness me.
Hello, Sheila.
Hello. Oh, dear. You've not got a good day for
this. Really?
Well, they said it's still active, but they don't use it.
We are walkabout. Bletchley Park. We've just gone past the post office. PO Box 1 would have found Bletchley Park.
A
what? Sorry?
A little secret of Bletchley Park.
Is it a pigeon coop?
Not laundry. The fridge.
Okay, so straw and ice.
Yes, Bletchley Park dairy. We still use it stained glass windows.
Because of all